Okay, we are on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are about 10 lines down. Amar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Amar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. So we mentioned last time the a discussion about the shear and the size of the sukkah. We had three shitas: B'shem Rav, Rav Yeshu B'shem Rav, Rav Huna B'shem Rav, Rav Chana Bar Rabba B'shem Rav. As to in which circumstances is there a machlekes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda as to sukkah shigavei lamala mi'esrim amo. And the last two shitas, they both discussed something to do with the size, the dimensions of the sukkah. So says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak, halacha tzricha shetei machzekes reishei verubei v'shulchanoi. The halacha is that the sukkah needs to be machzik, it needs to have the dimensions of reishei verubei v'shulchanoi, which we said is 7 by 7. Amalei Rabbi Abba, keman k'beishamai. Who are you going like? Like Beishamai? Hamalei Elikaman? If not him, then who? Meaning, yes, that is the sheet of Beishamai. And it happens to be, in this instance, we paskin like Beishamai. That is the sheet of Beishamai, and I'm going like Beishamai. Yigad Amri, Amri the Abba, Da Amr Lecha, Amani, Amalei Beishamai, Vele Tazes Mino, and Echadam, it's going like Beishamai. And we cannot deviate from that, we cannot move from that. That is the Psak Halacha in this instance. There's an interesting thesis over here. The Amlachamani Beishamahi. Just see the beginning and the end. The end is really what I want to focus on. But the beginning says, Beseder of Amram Pasik Beshisha Makemis Halacha Gebeishamai. Six places we pass like Beishamai. Chada Hayi De Sukkah. Tzri Chashti Machzek Ez Reishi Baruba Vishulchanai. And then he brings several other ones from Menachas, Legavi Tzitzis. And then he brings a couple from brachas. Like, for instance, if a person ate in one place and then you left, the Shammai say that you have to go back to the place where you ate, and you have to bench there. And the Shammai initially say you don't have to, and it seems to be eventually they agree, and so on. But we pass it in several places like the Shammai. If you look at the very end of Tesfus, very, very end, literally a couple of lines before the end of Tesfus, there is a Tesfus says a lashon v'ka'amri, literally 3-4 lines before the end. We're gonna see some of these gemaras later on, so I don't want to get into the nitty gritty, but Tesfus mentions an interesting idea: v'ka'amri lekiyam to mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. The discussion is if a person is eating in a sukkah gedola and the table is inside their house. So as we're going to see from the Hemshech HaGemara, the Beis Shammai say it's no good. You have to have a table inside your sukkah because there's a concern. Shemei yimashich achar shulchanei. A person might be tempted because they want to eat that they might end up following their table. And therefore, Beis Shammai say, if you've got your shulchan in the bayis, it's no good. Shemi yamashich ach shulchanai. Teza says, v'ka'amri lekiyam t'mitzah sukkah miyamecha. Meaning, if that's the way you're sitting in a sukkah with your table in the house, lekiyam t'mitzah sukkah miyamecha. What's fascinating is the next line, dafilu midyaraisa lekiyam. Even midyaraisa, you are not mekayim the mitzvah. That's really the line which is discussed at length in the Achrenim. In other words, Tesis is saying that in a situation, this is just one example to this incredible concept, that at times when Chazal asks for something, and they say, you must not do X, or you must do Y, even though they're clearly only speaking midrabanan, but nevertheless, they have the ability to actually say that you are not Yotza on a Diraisa level. Meaning it's Mavur from this place, that to the extent that they made Gzeira, that you're not allowed to eat in a sukkah unless there's a table in the sukkah, you're not going to be Yotza even with Diraisa. And so is Mashma, the Lashon of the Rambam. I just wrote on the side of my Gemara, it's a Rambam in Perek Vov, where the Rambam says, Oser, you know, you're not allowed to eat in such a sukkah. Uki'ilu loy achal b'sukkah. It says, if you didn't eat in the sukkah in such a case, meaning there's k'ach b'yad chachamim, to be mafkia the mitzvah and say even midiraisa you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Another famous example of this is Rabbeinu Yonah in the beginning of Brachas. We know that the beginning of the Masechta mentions three shitas tanoim. What is the latest time that a person can recite Kriya Shema? There's a sheet of the Chacham, and they say Ad Chatzos. Now we say midiraisa, you've got the entire night to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. But the Chacham said Ad Chatzos kedei laharchik as adam min aveira. A person might fall asleep. So they said Ad Chatzos. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, and if you say Shema after Chatzos, you're not yotzei midiraisa. It's an amazing sheet. I mean, midiraisa, for sure you can. But they, according again, others disagree. The Ritva disagrees, the Ran disagrees, and says it's only the Rabbanin, and so on. But they have the ability to be mafkia and say you're not yetsa midiraisa. Just interesting. A Sofer of Yashiv says, but even according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, and even according to what Tosfos is saying over here, if we have a Sofik in that particular mitzvah or that particular din, which is the Rabbanin, we're still going to treat it like a derabanan. We're still going to say safek derabanan lekula, even though there are derisa implications. It's very interesting to kind of just cheshben this whole thing. But again, what we're going to see this gemara later on. But the maramakim is a very chashuva maramakim. Fine. So that is what we're saying. We're saying with it bishame is the shita which requires the dimensions of a sukkah to be reishay v'rubay v'shulchanay. Frankly, Gemara Kasha, Maskevel of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Mimai, the Beishami Beis Hillel B'Sukkah Ketana Pligi. What makes you think that the Machlokes revolves around the dimensions of the Sukkah? Dilma B'Sukkah Gedela Pligi, Yukag in the Yosef Apuma Dimitel Lasa, V'Shulchan B'Sukkah Beis. Maybe the fellow sitting in a very large, spacious Sukkah, but it happens to be that the table is B'Sukkah Beis. I mean, when Bishamai say it's got to be Reish V'Shulchanai, he was not speaking, they were not speaking about the dimensions of the sukkah. They would just come and say, you must have a table inside your sukkah. What's the concern? The Bishamai Savri, Gazrin and Shemi Yamar Shechach Shulchanai. They make Gzeira and they say, you might be tempted to go after your Shulchan. And if you go after your Shulchan, then you're going to end up eating inside the house. Obeisul Savri Le Gazrinan. So maybe that's the machlokes. The machlokes is not about the dimensions of the sukkah. And you know what? Dekanami. Let's talk a meduyik like this. The ketani mishaya reishi v'rubi v'sukkah v'shulchanei b'seicha b'ayis v'shamai poislinu v'yisil machshirin v'misa. If they're really arguing about the dimensions of a sukkah, surely the language should be different. V'misa machzekes v'ina machzekes mipoile. They should have said a sukkah which contains X amount, doesn't contain X amount, is a good. So surely it seems to be that that's what they're discussing about whether there is this gezeira shema yimashech achashulchanei or not. Frankly, Gemara over sukkah ketana leplegi, but are you sure they don't argue about sukkah ketana, about the minimum shear of a sukkah ketana? Votanya machzek is reishi v'rubi v'shulchanei kisheira. Tanakhama says if it's machzek reishi v'rubi v'shulchanei, it is kisheira. Rebbe Yemachi Arba'amis. It's got to be Dalamas by Dalamas. That's Bryson number one. So Bryson number one, Tanakama says, Reishi Verubo Veshulchanai. Rebbe says, Dalamas. Tanya Idach. Once again, Rebbe says, Kolsek Shinbo Arba'amis Larba'amis Psula. But here, Vachacham Meimim Afirin Machzek is a Reishi Verubo. Nothing about, it doesn't say Shulchanai. Just as Reishi Verubo is Kshay Ravir Shulchanai, like Tari. So here, just as Reishi Verubo. Beforehand it said Reishi V'rubi Shulchanai Kashna Adadi. Do you want to make it a stira in the brises and say that these brises are Chalik Adadi? We don't want to say that. Elalav Shmami Na Habe Shamai Habe Silel. I mean, the brise which says all you need is Reishi V'rubi is Beisilel. The brise which says you need Reishi V'rubi V'shulchanai is going to be Beishamai. So they do argue about the dimensions of a sukkah. And not only that, Amamar Zutra Masnis and Ami Deka. It's not going to do it like that. Meditani Beishamai Poislim Ubeisil Machshirin. I mean, they're discussing the dimensions of the Sukkah. One pastels, one is Machshir. If we're discussing my yeshiva sukkah, was I yetzeh in my yeshiva sukkah, then it needs to be shamayimim lo yatsa, b'yisalamim yatsa, nibayle. That's what it should have said. I was yatsi de chivasi when I sat in such a sukkah. It's not ki'ilu yoshavti b'seich habayis. So it should have said that. I fragged the Gemara about 1 second, but didn't we prove elakash amisha hoya, that there it does seem to imply that the argument is an argument about. The argument is an argument about Shemi Yimashich Ach Shulchanai. So, which one is it? We've got one raya that seems to indicate that the Machlekes is about Shemi Yimashich Ach Shulchanai. We have another source which seems to indicate the Machlekes is about the dimensions of the Sukkah. Says the Gemara, you're right, La'olam B'tarti Pligi. B'shami and B'Yisela argue about both cases. B'tarti Pligi B'Sukkah Katana. They argue about the minimum shear of a sukkah katana, b'shamei se reishim v'rubay, b'shamei se reishim v'rubay, b'shamei se reishim v'rubay, v'shulchanai. And they also argue about, do we make a gzeira, shema yemashich achi shulchanai. V'chesu yemach sevachi katani. B'shamei reishim v'rubay b'sukkah, v'shulchanai b'sech abayis. Again, there the language is very clear about was a yotza mahi of yeshiva sukkah. Now, v'she'ena machzekes ella k'day reishi v'rubi b'lvad, v'shamei poislin rubi silal machshirin. Full stop. Fine, so we have two machlekes. We've established that there's a machlekes b'shamei poislin, both by a sukkah katana and by a sukkah gedola. By a sukkah katana, what is the minimum shear of a sukkah katana? Is it reish of rubei like Beis Hillel? Is it reish of rubei v'shulchana like Beis Shammai? And there's another machlekes, and it's something which the place can discuss, which is probably more relevant to us, you know, about the necessity of having, it's very, very relevant actually, because you can have situations about, again, without getting into the psak halacha, but just the concept in how it applies to halacha. Imagine if you have a table in your sukkah, and you put the roof on a section of the sukkah, and some of the sukkah is open and some of it is closed, and you figure you don't need to have both parts of the roof open and so on, but the table happens to be under the roof, so you're now mamish in that matziv. You're in a sukkah gedola. Our sukkah is, Baruch Hashem, much bigger than 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, but you mamish have a case where the shulchan is b'seich habayis, because that is considered to be b'seich habayis. It can actually be very negeah. Mistin. Okay, good. Says the Mavaita, man tana laha de tana rabbanin. Who is the tana of the following brisa? Bayis she'in bay arba amis al arba amis. If you have a house or a room which is less than dalad al dalad, potter min hamezuzah. U min hamaika. There's no mitzvah, v'sisa maika legagach. We'll come back to that. The ein matama bin agoyim, meaning bottom are matama bin agoyim. If it's less than that, there's no tumas negayim. The einay nechlat bebati ari chayma. It does not have the chashivas of a bias, in so far as if someone sells a bias in a walled city, then they have a year to go ahead and redeem it. But if it's a sada, then we say it has to remain biad halakeach for a couple of years. And there are implications with Yovel, that it's Yatsa B'Yovel. So this is not considered to be a bias, a regular din bias, that you should redeem it within 1 year. It doesn't have the dinim of a bias, it's got more dinim of a sadeh. The ein chayzren alav mi'archi hamlchama. It doesn't have the chashivas to permit a person to return from the battle. Mi'eshe shabon abayis v'lei chanochai, who has yet to be mechanech the bias. Big machlekes, you know what it means to be a mechanech a bias, but be that as it may, it doesn't have the chashivas of a bias in the first place. The ein ma'arvin boy, the ein mishtatvin boy. You cannot do eruv v'chatzeres, and you cannot do shitufei mivuois. Not only that, the ein minichin boy eruv. You cannot place an eruv in it. So we'll see Rashi in a second. Let's just finish the braisa. The ein oisin oisle ibur bein shtei ayores. If you want to connect two cities and you have a house which is just about on the border, it's just in the middle of two cities, enough that in theory, had the house been big enough, it would combine the two cities together, Lagabe Irubi Tchumin, that both of those two cities would be considered like one place, and your 2,000 Amos would be from either side, from the extremities of both of the two cities. But if the bias, which is bridging the cities, is less than Dalad al Dalad, then Eines and Isa Ibra Ben Shtei Ayars, that cannot connect the two cities. Ve'eino Achin Vashutfin Cholkin Boy, brothers, partners cannot divide in it. We'll see what that means. But let's just see basically what the Gemara is saying. So we mentioned all of these halachas which have to do with Dalad Amos al Dalad Amos. That's the minimum shear. Lema Rebbe Yiva Le Rabbanan. It's going like Rebbe, not the Rabbanan. The Rebbe is the one who says the sukkah has to be Dalad Amos al Dalad Amos. The Rabbanan say it doesn't have to be Dalad Amos al Dalad Amos. So Lachar, we're going to say that all of these dinim apply only according to Rebbe. Says the Gemara, I feel the Ema Rabbanan. Ad kama gamri Rabbanan hasam el linyan sukkah de dearest arayhi. Therefore, they don't require dalad al dalad. Ava legabe bais, legabe bias, excuse me, the dearest kvahu. When it comes to a regular bias, there it's a proper, fixed, established dira. I feel Rabbanan maidu, the ispe daladamas al daladamas, dairi beinshi, the iloi, loi dairi beinshi. It's got to have four amas. Then it's got the chashivas of a bias, legabi, all these other dinim. But don't bring sukkah in. Sukkah is a totally different story. Sukkah is dearest aray. Let's go back and see a couple of rashis. Let's see the rashi of Ein Ma'arvin Bay. So Rashi says, what does it mean? You're not Ma'ariv. Derech batayim liyos psuchim l'chatzer. It was the derech. Their houses would open up to a courtyard. Harbi batim psuchim l'chatzer achas. Many houses open up to one courtyard. The hein yoitz and derech chatzer rishus arabim. So what do you have? Nimtza chatzer rishus l'chulam. So the chatzer is a communal area. V'abatzim kol echad miyuchad l'baylov. V'yom rechachamim ein meitzin rishus l'rishus b'lei eruv. K'shiyarev kol rishus liyoysam rishus achas. So they all merge together. They blend together, considered to be one domain. V'tiknu litin kol bayis v'bayis shebechatzer pas. Everyone contributes a little bit of bread. The chulan v'sal echad, and they place it in one basket. It's specifically supposed to be in one basket to show that we're really kind of all for one. We're all together. Uminich they say be'echad min abatim. What's the lamdus? V'nasim kulam ki'ilu darin ba'isi bayis. The lamdus is everyone is living in that house, and if so, v'chal abatim dira achas. It's all just one big house. Vashmin and Hacha, the Bayish in Bidal al Dalid, Ain Tsarech Litin Sapas. So the din number one of Ain Ma'arvin is it's too small, it doesn't have to go ahead and contribute any pass. That is din number one. Din number two, we said the Ain Mishtatvin Boy. Rashi says, Shetiknu Chachamim al Kol Chatzer Hapsucha Lemavui Kidera Shetiknu Eruv Lebatia Chatzer. Maybe just like you're mesakin for all of the houses in the chatzer to do eruv chatzeris, they were also mesakin for all of the chatzeros which open up to a mavoi to do a similar thing, to do shitufim mavois, shunais and b'shituf. The imbayis katan zeh pasuch l'chatzer shem mavoi. Let's say you have one chatzer with this tiny house which is less than dalad al dalad. Imbayis katan zeh pasuch l'chatzer shem mavoi. The ein bayis acher pasuch la. Ein mishtafin bay, meaning ein tzricha litin b'shituf. It is too small, it is too insignificant, it does not need to participate in the shituf.
What's ein bayis acher p'suach la?
Say again?
What's ein bayis acher
p'suach la? There's no other house which opens up. The question is, what does it mean ein bayis acher p'suach la? It means that there's only this tiny little bias of less than dalad al dalad which opens up into that chatzer. That chatzer does not need to be included in the shituf, meaning just like there's batim which needs to be included in the eruv chatzeros, the chatzeros needs to be included in the shituf. If there's only this wide little tiny house which opens up into the chatzer, no other houses, then the chatzer lacks chashivas. It does not need to be mishtatif. We said the ein minichan bay eruv the chatzer la'achas shegavu oisan oisay min habatim, and you don't place it. You don't place it in this bias. You don't place it in the bias. Meaning, when you do Eruv HaChatzeris, you must place the Eruv in a bias. It's got to be in a bias. In fact, there's a big discussion about can you place it in a shul. It's got to be in a bias. So don't place it there, and so on. We said the example of, we said the case of you can't be ma'aber the two ayaris. Let's just see quickly the beginning of Rashi. Meaning you can have an area around the two cities, meaning yesh lazu shivim ama v'shirayim, lazu shivim ama v'kirayim. Meaning, number one, when we say you have 2,000 amas around a city, first you give a karpith around the city, which is 70 and a bit. So if you've got two cities, and you give the two karpifis, which is 70 and a bit, to both of these two, then meaning if they are kufnem aleph ames fishlish, because it's 70 and 2/3 times 2, which is 141 and a third, and the yesh be'emtza bias, and this bias is the missing link, which is enough to kind of be mechaber the two. The yesh be'emtza bias nimtza is the bias besich shivim ama v'dal tefachim l'shteyen. If so, nasa oisi bias ki ibur lahen geisha ubara shekreis be'letus mitzarefes liyishtin ka'achas. So now it's considered to be one big ear, and therefore you've got 2,000 amas from the extremities of the two sides, and that we said you're not able to use this bias as something which does that. There is an interesting dion here. We said, just going back to what we said before, we said it's potter from a mezuzah, fine, it's potter from mica. The question the achronim ask is, okay, it's less than dalal al-dalat, but what happened to the din of leisasim damim b'veisecha? Surely the leisasim damim b'veisecha, if you have a place which is lacking a mechitza, it's lacking some type of a mechitza, a partition, surely it's a dangerous place, it's a dangerous area, and surely you would have to go ahead and place some type of a mica. In other words, it seems to be that the vasisa macha legegecha and leisasim damim b'veisecha, one is the astein, and one is the lav. So, okay, you're right. It does say vasisa maka legagecha, meaning the gag of a bias. It's not a bias, but it also says leisasim damim, and surely zilbas a time. It's a dangerous place to be. So, the Rishonim, the truth is, asked this question. There's a thesis in Kedushin Daf Lama Dalad who speaks about this. And thesis says the din of leisasim, it was said in a case where a person builds a bias. Almanas shaloi livnis maika. They say, I'm not going to go ahead and put up a fence. But if a person built a bias, they had in mind, I'm going to put up a maika. And then afterwards they changed their mind. Or afterwards it fell, so then they are no longer over on leisasim damim v'sech. And the only thing which compels the person is vasisa maka legagecha. And therefore in such a case, one would be exempt, because it doesn't have a terrorist din bias, and so on. So Al-Kabonim, we thought to say all these things are only going like Rebbe, not like the Rabbanim, and we said even the Rabbanim agree, because these are dinim in bias, and if it doesn't have Dalad al-Dalad, loy dairi be'inshi. Good. Says my Vaidu, we said, Amar, potam in a mezuzah, in a micah, of the inam atam, of in a gayim, in a nechlat, v'bati arichayim, of in a chayim, of marachim, l'chama, these five dinim, my time at the bias ksiv bohu bekulo. It says the word bias. These are dinim diaraisa. By all of them, it says the word bias. And less than dalal dalad is not considered to be a bias. Now, what about when we get to the derabarans? We can't use that reason anymore. The ein ma'arvin bay, the ein mishtatin bay, the ein menichin bay, eruv. So we said it's exempt from participating in eruv chatzeris. It's exempt from participating in shittu from a voice. And you may not place the eruv from eruv chatzeris in it. Why not? My timer. So here we say another reason. Delechazi ladira. Because it is not royal ladira. It's not royal ladira. So what's chat in that? So Rashi says, it's in the middle of the page, Delechazi ladira. V'taymer de'iruva mefarish be'eruvin mishum dira. Dibaya shenesen be'apashel eruv, like we saw before on Amin Aleph, havi ki ilu kulan darin b'seichai. It's as if everyone's living there. The nimtzes kol hachotzer mishtameshes lebayis achas. Lebayis echad. The chotzer is really servicing just one single house. Hilkach bayis deroy ledira boyinen. Pasnami nitzach litin kevin delay mikri dira. Ein hadar boy oyser al bnei chatzer she ein rishusay klum. Meaning, if you have Reuven and Shimon living there, so Reuven's dira asks Shimon from taking out from Shimon's house into the chatzer, right? And Shimon's dira asks Reuven from taking out of Reuven's, but this is not considered to be a dira. We had an Erevin, we had a discussion about if you have, let's say, a non-Jew living in the chatzer. So we had a dira in the Gemara. Diras akum shma dira or lo shma dira? Meaning, is it considered to be a dira that I need to be mischashiv with legabi the dinim of Erevin? Or can I not discard? It was a strong lashon in Rashi. Ela kadiras behema. It doesn't mean to kind of mock the individual. It means that this is, meaning what the takana shleimai of Erevin was, if you have several Yisraelim, Dorin, Bechatzer, Achas, and they are going to come to confuse between going from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid, if you allow them to be Maitzi from their private Rosh Hashayachid to, so to speak, a public Rosh Hashayachid. These are dinim which apply to Yidden, not to Goyim. And therefore, Diris Akam Leishma Diritz, Kediris Behema, which is like an animal can run around, there's no implications. So we're saying a similar thing. If a person lives in a bayis which is less than Dalad al Dalad, that's not considered a Dira which makes any type of imposition on me. So that's the reason why in those dinim, it's got to be at least Dalad al Dalad. Then we said, Eruvi Chatzeirais Eimenichen Bay. So we said, if you collect the pass from the batim, you're not allowed to place it in a bayis which is less than Dalad al Dalad. Aval Shituf Menichen Bay. It's Mavur, that the Shitufi Mavuais, you would be entitled to place it in the small little bayis. My time, oh. Before we see the Hemshech, just to speak it outside, Eruvah Chatzeiros, you need to collect the bread, and then you place it in someone's house. Place it in someone's house. When you collect the Shituf, the pass, or whatever you collect for Shituf and Mavois, there, it's placed in the Chatzer. So, there's no, just like you can place it in the Chatzer, there's no reason why I can't place it in this tiny bayis less than Dalad al Dalad. It's no worse than the Chatzer. So imagine that the roof is off. I'm not giving you a Cheshivas of bayis. Cheshivas of bayis, usually we speak about a gag. So it says the Gemara, it's like Gara than Chatzer. That's the Gemara says. This is the statement in the Mishnah that Eruv Chatzeris is in the Chatzer, the Shituf is in the Mavi. In fact, the Gemara, Vavinamba, Eruv Chatzeris Bechatzer, that really that's what you do with the Eruv, all the Balabatim they place in the Chatzer. Vatnan, and Ezne Ruvi Bebeshar, Achsadra, Umir Peses, Eine Eruv. You have to place your Eruv in a place where someone can live, in a bayis. Not in a beis shar, or not in an achsadra, which is open, not in an open merpesis, and so, and that's not an eruv. And if not only that, v'adar sham, someone who lives in one of these places, ain't a oyster. It's only if a person has a viable dira, your dira asks my dira. Your dira limits and restricts my dira. I can't be machnis and motzi from my bias into the chatzer unless we do eruv the chatzeris. So it doesn't make sense. The Mishnah says that the Eruv the Chatzeiros is placed in the Chatzer. That doesn't make sense. Ela Eimon, like this. Eruv the Chatzeiros bebayish bechatzer. It goes in one of the houses of the Chatzer. The Shituvim mivuois bechatzer shem mavoi. It's placed in the Chatzer of, in a Chatzer of the Mavi. I mean, there's several Chatzeiros which open up to the Mavoi. Place it in one of the Chatzeiros. And not only that, you can place it in this bias less than Dalad al Dalad. The highly gora mi chatzer shibam mavoi. This is no worse than the chatzer shibam mavoi. It's no worse than that. We just see the beginning of Rashi. The le gora mi chatzer. It's le gora mi chatzer shinam akura. If you have an open air chatzer. Vainami saleke kefe vikiruyai. Meaning you're saying it's not a bias, so in essence, you're taking the roof off and you're removing these little miserable walls which go around this tiny area. So it's as if it's in the chatzer and so on. And therefore, there's no reason why that shouldn't work. Say Nechanami, you may not place Eruv Chatzeris in a bias less than Dalad al Dalad, because it's got to be in a Makandira. A bias less than Dalad al Dalad is not a Makandira, but it's Meduyik. The Shita from the Shitufim of the voice, you can, because it's no worse than placing it in the Chatzer. Fine. Then we said, the Ein Eisen Eisei Ibur Bein Shtei Ayarais. We have the case where you've got the two Ayaris, and the carpet around the two, and the missing link, what's able to join the two, is a little structure, a little bias. If the bias is so small, it's less than Dalad al Dalad, Ein Eisen Eisei Ibur Bein Shtei Ayaris. Says the Gemara, filu kiburganin loy mashvinin lei. It does not even have the chashivas of burganin. Rashi says, four lines down in the wide lines, burganin tzrif, a little hut, sha'isim min arava v'kanim, it's made of reeds and so on, the shem paris, oi letzayadi oifois, v'tanya be'erven v'kitz in ma'abrin, burganin misabrin ima. And that has the chashivas to combine and to join the two together, even though it's a little kind of makeshift, it's not kind of something which is used long term, use it for a night or two. By time of Burgonin, Chazu Limilsayu. Burgonin is roi for its particular thing, as just a place to kind of hang out and kind of be shame of the Paris and so on. But hi, this house which you've made, which is so small, Le Chazi Limilsay. And so on, and therefore a bias which is less than Dalad al Dalad is not used to be ma'aber the two ayaris. Then we say the Eino Achin Vashutin Cholkin Boy, brothers and partners are not allowed to divide up this bias. So the Gemara is Medayeg. The Gemara says Taima Deles Be Dalad Amos. Hayiz Be Dalad Amos Cholkin. But if the bias would be Dalad Amos, then you would divide it up. Vatnan. We learned at the beginning of Baba Basra, Ein Cholken Es Achotze Ad Sheyei Ba Arba Amos Lezeh, the Arba Amos Lezeh. Meaning, what's the klal? What's the yisayid? It's mavur in the Mishnah. Kol Sheyechalku Shmei Alav Cholken. You can only force a partner to split up if he will end up with a viable piece of land, with a viable chotze, with something. But even if it's Dalad Amos, so split up, you've got two Amos each, that's no good. It says in the Mishnah, in Cholken Es Achotze, Arba Amos Lezeh, Ba'arba Amos Lezeh. So what does it mean? So we say, Ela'ema Ein Boi Din Chaluka. It does not have a Din Chaluka, so our gears is Kechotzer, some of the gears of Bechotzer. There's no Din Chaluka Kechotzer, there's no Din Chaluka Bechotzer, which might be a little bit easier for us to understand. We'll go with that. I think the Rosh Hashanah goes with that also. There is no din chalukah in the chatzer. So we'll just speak it out outside for a moment. We're speaking a case like this. You have, let's say, Reuben and Shimon, they have a large patrimony. And there's eight houses, which their father left for them in a big chatzer. And Reuben says, you know, I would like to take the two large houses. You, Shimon, you take the six small houses, and so on. So there's a discussion, how do you divide up the area within the chatzer? So one opinion says that every single bias takes a section, a portion of the chatzer. Meaning the chatzer is mischalek lefi batim. So therefore, Shimon who has six batim will have six portions in the chatzer. Reuben has two batim will only have two portions in the chatzer. There's another day which says, no, you give everyone a place to load and unload, because one of the main functions of a chatzer is to bring in your horse and buggy or wagon. You need a place in front of your house to load and unload. Okay, so you have a place to load and unload, which is a certain share of Dalad Amos, but then the rest of it, let's say it's a great big chatzer, 1,000 Amos. I don't need why should you get six portions? I only get two portions. You will have a portion around your front door to load and unload. You will have six portions around your six doors. And then the rest of it will be divided equally and so on. So this whole deal and discussion of how you divide the chatzer and so on. So now we say, Ein bei din chaluka bechatzer. There's no din chaluka in the chatzer. So let's see. Dam ravuna, chatzer lefi psachea mischalekes. How do you divide up, how do you apportion the chatzer? based on Pesachim. You've got one big house, you've got three small houses, you get one quarter of the chatzar, you get three quarters of the chatzar. That is Rav Huna. Rav Chisda Amar, that's how we paskin, no. Everyone gets Arba Amos to load and unload in front of your door. And then the rest of the chatzah, it's 1,000 Amos, you divide it up evenly. So on that, the Gemara says, Dahani mili bayis, dilana heavy koya. If you've got, again, a viable house, this is a house which someone could actually live in. So I need a Pesach in the chatzah, I need Dalad Amos. Therefore, Yavin and Lay Chatzah. Whereas high, this bias, which is less than Dalad al Dalad, Dilan Mistar Koi, clearly it's going to be demolished. It is not Oymed. It is not Oymed Labinyan. If so, Lay Yavin and Lay Chatzah. You don't give him any portion in the Chatzah. So that's what it meant when we said that bias, we said that, which is lacking Dalad al Dalad. We said that, it means that there's no din. You know, you're not entitled to having to get Dalad Amos in the Chatzar if you have such a small bais. Okay, we'll just do a couple more minutes just to get on to finish the Amud and to get on to Daf Dalad. We might try and see if we can be maspic a little bit more this week just because of Tisha B'Av. So let's see, a couple of lines. So we said, again, going back to the first thing in the Mishnah, we said is psula. If it was gavoya mi'asrim amo, ubo lamata b'karim uksasais, and you would like to diminish, you would like to make the gap smaller than 20. And the way you're going to do so is by putting cushions and pillows. Lo yehavi miut, that is not considered to be a successful miut. The afulgav debatlinu lakulu, even though you're mevatel, these karmic sauces, Rashi's, if you look at the top line, Rashi says, afulgav debatlinu lachol shiva, all the seven days of Sukkos, batladaita eitzel kol adam, the ein bitulay bitul. The bitul is not considered to be a good bitul. Avagav de batlinu lakulu, mishum de batla daite etzel kol adam, meaning people would not keep their karmic sauces there in the sukkah. They're obviously going to take them. They don't want them to get ruined and so on. And therefore we will say, batla daite etzel kol adam. If you look at Rashi in the bottom line in Gimel Amud Beis, lo yavi miut, Rashi says, she'ein seifu laniach sham kol zayin, mipnei hefsed mamoinai. So the assumption is, it's not going to be that punk this fellow decides he's going to, and he's mevatel for 7 days, batla daita etzel kol adam, that is not considered to be a miut. Avagad batlan lakulam mishum de batla daita etzel kol adam. Tevin u bitloy havi miut. If a person has got tevin, he's got straw, and he is mevatlet. Again, Rashi says, bifiv, lishiva, for 7 days. Just interesting to know, there are rishonim, the binchanamu, the Ritva, they say, in order to have a successful bittul, you have to be mevatlit forever. It's not enough to be mevatl for 7 days. And she says, surely the only, we're dining on Sukkos, surely it should be sufficient to be mevatlit for the duration of Sukkos. They understand, no, you need to really kind of change the land, you need to change the ground, you need to change the gap, and so on, and you need to do a permanent bittul. So if it's tevin and you're mevatlit, have a mute, and that is considered to be a mute. The kol shekein offer ubitle, and all the more so if you have offer, if you've got dirt, and you're mevatlet avada, that is going to work. So what do we have so far? We said if it's karmic sauces, and you're mevatlet bepem mole, it doesn't work. If you have teven, you have straw, which you could hear, you know, the person might change their mind, they might use the straw, they would use straw to feed the animals, they would use the straw to make bricks and so on. If it's teven and you're mevatlet, that also works. And kol shekein offer, because offer obviously its place is on the ground and so on. What we'll begin with this tomorrow. The Gemara now gets into the shaila of if you have teven and you don't plan on removing it, or you have offer and you didn't articulate the bittul, Will that work? Will that not work? What about in these types of cases, like the middle cases, where you didn't articulate the bittul? So ma'olah biyadeinu, what do we see today? We saw today that, number one, there are two machlekes in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. They argue, number one, in the dimensions of a sukkah ketana. Beis Shammai say it's got to be reishiv rubei v'shulchanei. Beis Hillel say only reishiv rubei. We said we paskin like Beis Shammai, it's got to be reishiv rubei v'shulchanei. And they also argue in the gzeira of Shemi Yemashich Achishul Chanei, that Beis Shammai says we do make a gzeira, and therefore a person is not yetz. And again, we paskin that the sukkah, the shulchan, it needs to be inside the bias. We mentioned a whole list of dinim. If you have a bias which is less than al dalad, it's part of more of these things. We thought it's going like Rebbe, not like the Rabbanon. We said it's going like the Rabbanon, and we gave the reason of all of these things. And now we're beginning the next sugya of bittul, and we're saying some things you cannot be mevatel, batel ideas like all of them. Some things for sure you can be mevatel if you mevatel it befiv v'shiva. And we'll see tomorrow what about certain things which you place, you don't articulate a bittul, will that work or not? Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow at 6:00.